to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, coming to you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network. In beautiful, almost downtown Round Rock, Texas, here on Monday, the 24th of April, 2006. On today's program, you've heard a lot about this guy, Aaron Russo. You might have remembered him for his bid for presidency. Fat chance he would have got that. You got to be a skull and bones guy, or so far in the Masonic order that they've got to pump air and sunshine into you. But he's probably better known in the Patriot circles as his video, Mad as Hell. And I think that was lifted from, and we'll ask him about that, that title was lifted from the movie Network, which, by the way, folks, I think last month they came out with their, they reissued it, a lot more things on the DVD. At any rate, I played clips out of Network on my program for as long as I've been on the air. Well, Aaron, he was raised in Long Island. He's a producer, and he started promoting rock and roll shows at local theaters while he was still in high school, by the way, and then worked for his family's undergarment business. And then back in the early 60s, he designed the first ladies' bikini underwear. That's right. You want to know where those came from? That was his. Years later, the 24-year-old entrepreneur opened up his own nightclub in Chicago called the Kinetic Playground, which became a driving force in the music business, where Aaron helped create the careers of many legendary performers. Led Zeppelin is one of them. And he was responsible for bringing them to America for the first time. He also promoted some of the 60s most successful rock acts, Jefferson Airplane, Grateful Dead, Janis Joplin, The Who. The list goes on. Then in 72, Aaron began his seven-year partnership with Bette Midler. And she came out of obscurity, became a national and international star during his management of her career. In 75, he produced the Tony Award-winning Clams on the Half Shell Review, which starred the aforementioned Bette Midler, and Lionel Hampton. Now, at the time, it was the most successful 10-week Broadway review in history, and it grossed a lot of cash. While serving as Midler's manager, Aaron created the and managed the Manhattan Transfer. Remember those guys? A very nice group. Very, very entertaining people. Later, his roster would include such personalities as David Keith, Frederick Forrest, Susan Sarandon, and other notable clients. Now, when he turned to producing feature films, his production of The Rose introduced Bette Midler to the motion picture audiences, and she received an Academy Award nomination as Best Actress. Some hold The Rose as considered to be the classic rock and roll film. And he also produced Trading Places, which is one of my all-time favorite movies. I love this, with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd. And a few other old folks were in that movie also. And he's received numerous awards for his achievements, a Grammy, a Tony, an Emmy. But now we're talking about something. It's a documentary entitled America, From Freedom to Fascism. And it exposes the Internal Revenue Service and proves conclusively there is no law requiring an American citizen to pay a direct unapportioned tax. We'll be back with Aaron right after this. The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Robbie Noel for the Republic Trading Group. Renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British Sovereign. Each gold British sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898. Or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeehaw!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
The government works for a private bank, and the private bank works for its owners, the true masters.
The Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express. I've never seen a full list of ownership for the Fed. I don't think anybody has.
Why did we give a monopoly of creating money out of thin air to a private corporation?
Money! There is no law that requires the average American worker in the private sector to pay a direct unapportioned tax on their labor and compensation.
The Internal Revenue Code is authorized by the 16th Amendment.
There is no constitutional basis for a tax on the wages of Americans living and working in the 50 states of the Union. Period. End of argument.
Nobody can know what the law is, because the law is what the judges say the law is.
I think it should be clarified. I think government should be transparent to the people.
They're calling us tax cheats. They're calling us fanatics. I don't care what you call me, but I have one question. Where is the law? Show me the law.
All individual income tax revenues are gone before one nickel is spent on the services taxpayers expect from government.
You have to get permission from the government from almost everything. And if that is the definition of a police state, that you can't do anything unless the government gives you permission, we're well on our way.
I began to have a frightening thought. What if it was our own government we had to be afraid of?
Can
a microscopic tag being planted in a person's body to track his every movement. There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that. Mark my words.
The power of government has been hijacked so that the rest of us are made slaves.
What happens if your own government is using more force and more coercion on its own citizens for the purpose of achieving its political ends? Is that government engaged in terrorism?
Unfortunately, what is being sold to the American people today as Americanism, if you peel off the label, you find so much similarity to what we were fighting against when we were fighting communism and Nazism and fascism.
This is absolutely Orwellian. I mean, it's talking about Big Brother looking over your shoulder at absolutely everything you do.
Mr. Curtis, are there programs that can be used to secretly fix elections?
Yes.
Benito Mussolini had a great quote about fascism. He said that fascism should be called corporatism more properly because it's the perfect merger of power between the corporation and the state. That's how we define fascism. And that's what we're seeing here.
If Americans just learned that the IRS was actually knowingly deceiving them, without enough, that would be enough for them to rise up and put a stop to it.
All the power is in the people. And to the extent that government becomes alienated from the people, does things that people don't want, power is transferred until you finally come to a police state, totalitarian state, whatever word you want to give it, where the desires of the people really have no consequence. They go out and they vote. It doesn't make any difference which candidate they elect.
This is something that people eventually, I hope, will get sick and tired of and say, you know, enough is enough.
I love my country. It's my government. I fear, folks. I really do. Aaron Russo, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, nice to be here, John. Thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
I appreciate your endeavors and what you've been doing over the years. As I said earlier, when did that come out? You did a video presentation, Mad as Hell. When was that?
Oh, Mad as Hell. Mad as Hell. That was, I shot that in 1996.
Ah. I noticed one of the voices that was on that little teaser there that it was none other than Irwin Schiff.
Yes, Irwin was definitely on that little teaser. That was the trailer for the movie, you know. And if you don't mind my saying, that was it's on my website called freedomtofascism.com. And anybody listening to the show, if you go check it out and watch the trailer and participate in what we're trying to do to try and bring freedom back here and create an awareness of the movie, it'd be very helpful for all of us.
Well, for those that are bandwidth challenged or not hooked into computer, I will give a listing of when your movie is playing. Now, this is scheduled. Is this scheduled for national release, Aaron?
Yes, it is.
And
yeah, this film will be coming out this summer, and nationally across the country. Well, we're going to start out. First of all, we're going to Cannes Film Festival in May. And then after the Cannes Film Festival, we're going to come back and we're going to be playing it for a lot of the international press over there. And then, we're going to, come back and we're going to, the intent right now is to release the movie in July, in New York City, so we can get the press, and then in Los Angeles, and then Chicago, and then Labor Day, to start spreading around all of America. That's sort of the tentative plan we have for the movie.
Well, if we remember going back to, there was another guy that did a film, I know you've seen it, and it played at the Cannes Film Festival, Waco Rules of Engagement.
Oh, Bill Gazecki, he's a friend of mine, sure.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, it didn't matter what your political philosophy was, whether you're a liberal or a conservative or a socialist, I don't care what you were or thought you were. People, tears were streaming when they watched that. I hope that that your film is as well received.
We've so far what's happened is that we've played it in around 22 or 23 cities around America in pre-screenings. You know, it's not been officially released, but we go to a city and play it one night for one show just to get the buzz out and to also allow me to keep making fixes to the movie. I keep refining the film. And now the film is done. And in those cities that we've played, we've been getting nothing but lines around the block to get into the theater. It's been packed, standing ovations, people screaming. I honestly believe, and I'm not being boastful. I really, you know, this is not about me. This movie is the best tool that the American citizen has ever had to try and recapture the country to the ethics and the principles that were realized by the founding fathers in the Constitution. That's what this movie's about. I don't believe in Republicans or Democrats. I believe in being a good American, not being a good Democrat, not being a good Republican.
Well, and Aaron, you've been around long enough. You know the political game. They've got mainstream America has got everybody scratching each other's eyes out over social issues.
Exactly.
You know, and the tune is the orchestra is still playing. You know, and the play is going on stage. And most people in this country, I talked a lot about this on my program last week, a lot of people don't have a clue because the mainstream media out there is the protectorate of the grand lie or grand design. And I've often said, in his heyday, if Walter Cronkite would have gone on his evening news and proclaimed to America that, well, wait a minute, our newsroom or our writers or our staff discovered that the 16th Amendment wasn't properly ratified and you people out there don't have to pay income tax. It would have been over just like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I agree with what you're saying. I mean, there's no question that the media is bought and controlled, and it's done with a wink and a nod. And, I mean, the definition of the word fascism is big government and big corporations working together to stifle the people. And that's what you have in the media. You have the big government and the big corporate media that out controls all the TV stations and most of the newspapers in this country working together. And that's the very definition of fascism. You no longer have an independent press that goes to the extremes it's supposed to go to report about the government. There's no question about that. And so, but what we do have going today that we never had before is the Internet. And the Internet is a beacon of truth. You know, there's much more truth on the Internet than there is anywhere else, even though there's some stuff that's nonsense there as well. But there's a lot of truth on the Internet, and it's allowing things like this, like my movie, to happen even before, you know, it's released. We can build up a big word of mouth because that trailer's on the Internet. We've had over 350,000 people stream that video already, that trailer. That's a huge amount in a little over a month. That's a huge amount of people seeing that trailer and spreading it around from link to link to link all over the country. And people are talking about the movie. This movie is going to be a huge, huge hit, providing that we have the funding to get the movie released properly around the country.
That was going to be my next question, because I know with Gradecki's film, Rules of Engagement, that he had the plans to release this nationally, and money started to become an issue. And didn't have the proper backing. Now, let me ask you this, Aaron, because most of these movie houses, they're corporate chains.
Well, it doesn't matter. If the movie's doing business, they're going to play it. We're already getting booked into theaters. You know, you're missing to stand something. I'm a fairly high-profile producer. I have six Academy Award nominations. I've won all kinds of awards. You know, so they're going to look at my work with a little bit more responsibility towards showing it. And I think there are many decent people who own movie theaters and who are going to show the movie. The only way they're not going to show the movie is if the government clamps down on them and stops the free, you know, and makes it real obvious there's no free speech in this country and that you can't make a movie and get it into theaters if it's criticizing the government. And if that happens, then that's the next, in my view, the next nail in their coffin. Because that's just going to, wake up tons of people. Because this movie will be seen all around America. If I have to put every DVD out there for nothing eventually, I mean, the best way for this movie to be seen is in the theaters and for people to see the reviews and for people to be talking about it and calling me an idiot for making it and telling me how great it is for making it and creating all the controversy that the movie is going to create. And people want to see the movie for themselves and to learn what the truth is. And I can tell you, we already have a huge base of people who want to see this movie. So all we need to do now is get some more funding and get the movie out into the movie theaters this summer. Like I say, we already have enough funding to go to Cannes, to go to New York, to go to Los Angeles, you know, and we think we're going to be able to raise the rest of the funding we need from the people at large, from the public. You know, a fellow named Franklin Sanders, I don't know if you know Franklin, he sent out a letter last week, a fundraising letter, to help raise funds for the movie. And in 3 days, we received almost $30,000 coming in.
Well, on our website, rbnlive.com, we've got the trailer to your movie and also linking to your site, which, by the way, I wanted to remind folks, Freedom to Fascism, I tried to upload that. I got a T1 line. It loaded real slow, so be patient. We'll be right back with Aaron Russo right after this.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
You old rock and rollers out there, that's none other than Ian Anderson, if you remember the group. At any rate, I've got Aaron Russo with me today from, this is, folks, a lot of good things are starting to happen. His Freedom to Fascism, and I would suggest you go up to his website and take a look at it, freedomtofascism.com. Benito Mussolini was mentioned in that trailer, and he was the Mac Daddy of all fascism. History shows, but it's repeating itself. And Aaron, during the break, I was thinking, well, what better way for corporations to talk to corporations? They all understand the language. Most people don't even realize that their United States government, that's right, the Congress critters assembled in Washington, D.C., they're the part of the biggest corporation on the face of the planet. going down to your state governments, you look at your little signs going in and out of your towns and cities across America. They proudly pronounce that they've been incorporated. They all create their own little corporations, their own little corporate boards called commissioners, and they've been using that to circumvent constitutional law for years and years and years. But a lot of people don't know that.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm not highly familiar with that. I mean, my movie and my own point of view, which reflects my movie, is a tremendous loss of freedoms here. And I don't care what they use, whether they use corporations to get around it or whatever device they're using. I know that we have a corporation, I mean a constitution that doesn't permit this, and I'm going to do everything in my power to stop it. I mean, I've heard so many ways, you know, like, you know, about the 861 evidence with the income tax, and I've heard about corporations, and I've heard about yellow fringe. And for me personally, you know, I don't go there. I get into, look, this is it. We have a constitution. And they're going to be forced to listen to it. And I don't care what device they're using to get around it. I'm not going to stand for it. And I'm going to do everything in my power to bring these people down. And the Federal Reserve System is a joke and must be shut down. And I believe that most of the problems we have in this country are caused by having a Federal Reserve System. Not all of them, but most of them.
Well, and I've, Aaron, forgive me, I've done a lot of programming on that very subject. And I've always said that if we didn't have this elastic money supply, which they're so proud of, and of course it's a private consortium that's, again, unconstitutional, having the control of money in our country, if you took that away and we didn't have that expandable stuff, we actually had currency that was backed by gold or at least silver, America would look very much different than it does today. It expanded so rapidly that they're scrambling around to try to find monies to keep this thing going. Well, yeah, they expanded it. It got real big and real beautiful real quick, but they didn't have the wherewithal or the infrastructure to support it.
Well, I agree with that. There's no foundation here anymore. It's like building a big, tall building without any foundation to hold it up. And I personally believe it's going to come crashing down, and I don't know how far away that really is. But more than just the financial system collapsing, which I believe is the case, the fact that they can make the money gives them control of the government and makes the government work for them, and therefore they're controlling our laws, and they're pushing our government into a one world government, the new world order you can call it, one world government, globalism, call it whatever you want to call it, I don't care, you know, but I don't want other countries making laws for money, and I don't want our own government politicians making laws that defy the Constitution. And I'm going to do everything in my power to restore the power of the Constitution to its rightful place. And that's why I made this movie. Because I'm sick and tired. And I'm tired of people being slaves to the government and to these bankers. And believe me, I know some of them. And I know what they have in mind. I know where their plans are. And they don't like what I'm doing. But you know what? I don't really care.
Yeah, that was one of the questions I had for you. What kind of blowback have you gotten out of your endeavors here?
Actually, most of the blowback has been really great, you know, because the people love the movie and they're thrilled that I made it and that someone is doing it and that there's now a tool that can be used to fight back and wake people up. So most of it's been very loving and very endearing. And, you know, there have been times where I wanted to cry. You know, I was so moved by the response of the people, you know, and their affection that they gave me. And then, of course, there's the other side of it, which so far has been minor, but, you know, there are many people who don't care for what I'm doing, and, you know, my point of view about that is I look forward. I just move straight. I don't care. I don't care what somebody else thinks. I live in the moment. I do what I believe in, and that's what I'm doing, and I don't care. I don't pay attention to it.
Yeah, and what's really sad about this, and probably a lot of the people that are against this are corporations, big business, so on and so forth. But when you look at this, if we were all dealing with an honest money supply, how much better it would be for companies and corporations to have something that was sustainable, it was worth the same thing yesterday.
I don't know about that.
You don't think?
No, I don't. I mean, I think it would be better for the population at large. I don't think it would be better for the big corporations and the way they think about things.
Well,
I mean,
not the way that they've morphed into what we're seeing today. Years ago, when you said corporation, you know, you didn't get people sucking vinyl up off the chairs. You know, it was no big deal. But now you mention corporation, and you can see their, you know, the fist starting to tighten on you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we got to take the break. We got a long segment coming up, and we'll also take your calls for Aaron Russo. I am dying to see this movie. I can't wait to see it. America, from freedom to fascism. And that's the website, freedomtofascism.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Robbie Noel for the Republic Trading Group. Renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British Sovereign. Each gold British sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898. Or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Is the talk at you number. I have Aaron Russo today. Aaron, there's more and more people that are coming forth. I don't know if you were a witness and had a chance. I know you've been real busy with your From Freedom to Fascism. But the likes of Charlie Sheen coming out a couple of weeks ago on the on the issue of 9/11. And don't you just love the way, you know, the medias were portraying this? I was traveling during that time period, and I was listening to XM radio, and I was listening to the Sean Hannity's and the likes, and it was attack the individual. Now, never mind what the guy said. You know, forget that he's done 60-some movies. He's got 2 being released this year. He's got a number one hit sitcom on television. Forget that he comes from that family you know, that's been politically active one way or another. But they were just out there attacking the messenger. They weren't listening to the message.
Always. I mean, it's the same thing with the income tax laws. I mean, what they do is, and I'm sure it's what they're going to do to me. You know, it's always that way. Instead of dealing with the message on a level that makes sense and logic, and that you look at the issue and say, all right, what's the solution to this? Here's what we think. Here's the two and two make four. Now, why is it not the case? Show me why. Instead of responding with why, they'll say, oh, you're just an idiot, and you're this, and you did that in your life, and you're bad, and they start smearing you because they can't win on logic. But the logic isn't theirs. The truth isn't theirs. So when you shed the light on it, they have no choice because they have the pulpit. So what they do is they use their pulpit to attack your credibility so they take the mind of the ordinary person away from the true issue.
You know, was anybody...
That's their technique.
Yeah, wasn't anybody paying attention, Aaron, because for the run-up to the liberal media, oh, they're just so liberal, they're liberal this, liberal that, all of a sudden we have George Bush and the war on terrorism, war on the Middle East, war on everything, and then all of a sudden they're pandering to George Bush. I think that pretty much shoots the theory here that the media is just liberal.
No, the media is controlled. To whatever objective the people in power really want, the liberal and the conservative, that's just puppets. Okay, think of it like this. Think of the marionette master. Okay, and the marionette master has in one hand Hillary Clinton, and in the other hand George Bush, and he controls both of them. Whether it's George Bush or John Kerry or Hillary Clinton, doesn't matter who's in office. It doesn't matter liberal or conservative, right wing and left hand, red state and blue state. That's all nonsense to keep people divided, polarized. That's what even Michael Moore's movie, who, by the way, I respected the movie as a piece of filmmaking, not that I agreed with it on all those things, but as a filmmaker, I now wanted to make a movie, so I respected it from that point of view. But that movie polarized the country, and that's why they liked it. That's why they gave it all that press and publicity, because it furthers the aims of polarization. And until Americans stop being polarized, and Republicans stop, and people stop saying, oh, those stupid liberals, and liberals stop saying, oh, those dumb Republicans, you know, those mean, and stop all this nonsense and say, listen, you know what, let's be Americans. Let's be Americans. We have a Constitution, and in America, the beauty of America is you're free to live how you choose to live your life, as long as you don't commit violence and theft or fraud against somebody else. However you choose to live, go live your life as you choose. That's your business.
You know, does it ever occur to anybody, Aaron, that the reason why, I mean, and it's often been touted still to this day by the politicians that we're the richest, most powerful country on the face of the planet. No, we're the greatest debtor nation, but it makes for good sound bites and it makes the politician look good. But isn't there anybody out in America anymore that's asking the question, well, wait a minute, how did we come so far so fast? How did we become so prominent and preeminent in the world, and all of a sudden we seem to be faltering and we're in trouble? Isn't anybody in middle America, mainstream America out there, asking these important questions?
I don't know. I don't know who's asking the questions anymore. I can only tell you that from what I'm seeing, there are lots and lots of people who know the truth. You know, I heard a song a few months back, and the title of the song was this: there's something in the air, but it's not on the airwaves. Okay? And I think that's exactly right. I think there's something happening in America. I think people know. I think they're fed up. And then there's no place of national prominence where they can all meet and talk about it. There's no place for it to gel and congeal and get it, because the media doesn't talk about these things. So nobody thinks it's happening. But I'm telling you, I think it's happening big time. I think America is ready for a new kind of party. I think they're ready for a new kind of movie. I think they're ready for freedom and to take back their lives. If we can just get something, a leader or something, to take this on and get the people of America to back them.
Well,
I believe we're at that point.
Well, and you brought up something that's always been near and dear to my heart, because you ran for president.
Yes, I did.
You saw the roadblocks that were thrown in your path. And I've always said that I don't know if we need another party in this country, but what we do need, whether they be Democrat or Republican, to respect the oath of office that they swore to before they took that office, and that's to the Constitution of the United States. If we hold their little tootsies close to the fire, well, then we shouldn't have a problem.
But they're not going to do that. Once you work those two parties, and you become a Republican and a Democrat, and you get to the top of the game, they already own you. That's how you got there. You already sold your soul to the devil. So it doesn't matter. I don't think there's any Republican or any Democrat out there that'll ever go back to the Constitution of this country. So I don't know if you need a third party, maybe just an independent person, just someone who doesn't know anything to anybody on the outside, who believes in the Constitution, who's willing to take it on and deal with it. And the people stand up and say, you know, I'm not, you know, a lot of times people say, I'm not going to vote, there's no chance they can win, so they vote for lesser of two evils.
Right.
And that is voting for evil. Stop it. Let's find someone. Let's find something that can stand up for us. I'm telling you, go to this movie. Help promote this movie. This movie can change America. I promise you, this movie is the most important tool we've had. It really is. It's the most important tool we've ever had. It's amazing. The responses to this film, people get it. I had a Catholic priest, a bishop, watch the movie in my house. A really right wing conservative man, and I also the same night I had a very left wing liberal person from California, and they watched the movie together from opposite extremes, you know. And when the movie was over, the Catholic priest said, "You know, Aaron, this is the first movie I've seen that can actually bring the right and left together to change things." He said, "You know the thing about the chips you had about the RFID chips?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "You know, we in the church would call that Lucifer. The people on the left would call it Orwellian. But the truth is, it's the same thing."
Yeah.
And we're all going to fight it, and we can all fight it together.
And you know this probably better than anybody that I've ever had on this program, because you move in these different circles. You've been around the ultra-conservatives. You've been around the liberals, or they're calling themselves now the progressives. I don't think they like the term liberal anymore. But you've been around this, and as you look and you really discover what people are concerned about, I think, properly presented, we would probably agree, both sides of the supposed fictional aisle, we would probably agree 85 to 90% on just about everything.
I am discovering that over the last few months. I've discovered that more and more and more, that they do agree on almost everything. There are certain things on social issues where they disagree, but that's okay. Nobody here on the left wants to be a slave. Nobody on the right wants to be a slave. They want to be free and to be whoever they want to be. But what has to stop are the two sides telling each other to make laws against each other.
Right, exactly.
You know, that's what has to stop. Leave us alone. Leave everybody alone. Whatever side you live your life, as long as you don't commit violence, theft, or fraud, leave me alone. Don't make laws. Stop giving the government the power.
As a friend of mine said many, many years ago to me, he said, "Get off me. I can't breathe." Let's go to the phones here with my guest today, Aaron Russo, in a very, very important film that hopefully will be sweeping America in a box office near you this summer. Eric Schein. Hello, Eric.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Aaron, how's it going?
Hello, Eric.
Yeah, I saw the film, John. I think I let you know that out in Beverly Hills. I actually caught the second showing, and I was in there, and I told Aaron to watch his back and make sure that the people that are out there supporting the film and supporting him and supporting the truth and even supporting this network and your show, circle the wagons around people like you and give you the support that you need, whether it's financial, moral, or otherwise, to make sure that people like you can continue to try to get this information out to the masses and continue to make a difference like you guys are.
Well, thanks. That's very sweet of you, Eric. I appreciate that. I remember you, Nat. Because you're the one telling me to watch my back. I've gotten a lot of people to watch my back. You circle the wagons around you. Those are the words you used, actually. I remember that.
Yeah, and I actually also I heard you on KPFK also out here on one of the programs. I think it was shortly after that. And within a couple of days, I was a guest on another program on KPFK. And I ended the program by saying, hey, you need to get out and see this film. So there's a lot of people out there that are supporting you. And I thank John for doing the same thing. And I thank you for your efforts.
Yeah,
Eric.
I was just going to say, Aaron, here's a gentleman that he's on temporary hiatus. He is a talk show host, and we're making a new hole for him so he can come back on the airwaves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's actually a talk show host on this very network.
I didn't realize that. Well, yeah. Thank you very much.
That's a story in and of itself. I'm actually a valid federal military officer that Homeland Security has pulled out of civil court and prosecuted me for my civil complaints, but that's another day.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, no, these guys are crazy. They are fascists. They are corporatists. And
it's ridiculous. America's become such a mean-spirited government. You know, everything here is so mean-spirited, so fascist, so controlled. And it just has to stop. And listen, anybody out there, I can only promise you that, you know, go to my website. Please go to the website. Go watch the trailer. We have Congressman Ron Paul on there. We have the smartest people talking about what's going on. The movie is wonderful. You're going to really enjoy the movie. Make a donation. It'll help us get the movie out around the country. Everybody talks about being free and what's happening to the country. It's time to take some action. I'm giving everybody a tool to use. We really have a tool, but I can't do it alone. I financed the film. I worked for 2 years on the film. You know, I'm doing everything I know how to do, but we need help from other people, not just talk anymore. It's time for action. So who's ever listening to this radio show?
There's people, too, like Bob Schultz, who has gone. He's a King's Corner. He went to my academy, and he's done a lot to try to help you and get out there and help organize and stuff. And so I would like to say kudos to him, too, and that at some point we all need to start looking for the similarities, like you just even brought up, that we are pretty much all alike. We all do want pretty much the same things. And it's all these wedge issues that the private money trust has been using since time immemorial to drive us apart and set us at each other's throats.
Exactly. Yeah, but, you know, just tell them to donate. Tell them that we have to act. You know, tell them about what a great tool this movie is that can help wake up the country. That's what has to be done. We just can't talk about being free.
Yeah,
we have to protect it. We have to take action.
The problem that Bob Schultz had, well, he was spending an inordinate amount of money running full-page ads about the IRS and USA Today, and it was effective to a point, but I don't know too many people that keep issues of USA Today around. They buy it, they read it, and they throw it out of sight, out of mind. What we have lacked so far in this country is a constituency basis.
That's
informed
right.
People looking at something and then saying, you know what? And the guy next door is starting to talk about it, and the guy across the street, and the guy down at your local Stop and Rob, it's
exactly.
On his lips.
John, you're right on the money. Exactly right. That's exactly right. Everybody has to be woken up to it before they can act. And to those of us that are woken up already, that are aware of it, help participate in this thing. And also go to the website, sign up. There's a place where you can register. Because what we intend to do, you know, is to create an organization that is so big that millions of us are going to belong to and change. I mean, the movie advocates civil disobedience. You know, the movie advocates how to change things in this country. And we're going to do it. But we want everybody signing up at the website. Put your name down there. Put down an email address so we can contact you. Make a change. Don't just sit there and talk about it. Become part of it. That's what it's going to take.
Good words. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Eric.
All righty. Let's squeeze in. I'll tell you what. Let me squeeze in one more call here. Josh in Texas. Hello, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I, like the caller before, have seen the movie. I got to see it here at the screening here in Austin, Texas. And me and I had two other friends who were fellow graduates from the University of Texas, and we had both been in, or all three of us had been in the banking industry. And have all quit now and gone out and started our own business because we have seen the corruption and the just persuasion and a propaganda that's sent to you of how these banking industries work and how they do everything. And we saw the movie, and every one of us, I can personally vouch for, have not gone a day since it and have not talked about this movie and have not. We've all gotten in touch with We the People Foundation and other foundations like that, and have all tried to make a change since that very day we saw it. And I want to say thank you to Aaron, and I hope this gets out, and this is what America needs. And there is a huge awakening among the intellectual crowd of what they are trying to call Generation Y, and we all know we're going downhill, and we've all wanted to change, and we haven't really known how, and we haven't been able to exert all of our force and effort at one place until now. And I encourage all listeners to go to Freedom Fascism, donate like me and many other friends who haven't even seen the movie have, and realize what is happening to our country. We are Americans, and we fought for freedom, and we fought for these things, and they have been taken away from us blindly because we will not open our eyes and just read a little and see just what is going on.
Josh, one of the bigger problems that I have seen in the academic circles, the one thing that they don't like is when you tell them that you're not as smart as you think you are. You think that you know, but you really don't know. And then it becomes a personal issue and an ego thing with a lot of people. I've seen this repeated many times over. And when it gets to the point, as Aaron, you said before, you don't know how much longer things are going to be able to chug along like they are. The handwriting's on the wall. It's just a time on the clock. It's not sounding the gong just yet, but we know it's close. But, you know, they think they're pretty smart fellers, and what they are is pretty fart smellers. They don't know. They think they know, right? Josh, did you think that you knew before, or your friends before you saw that movie?
Oh, yeah, we all thought we knew, and the main problem is that, you know, universities like Texas that have these well-acclaimed business schools are infiltrated by the corporations themselves, and the corporations donate money to get in there and to show propaganda to the professors to teach on to the kids, and you think you're the top of the top, and you think you know everything. And,
right.
And it's a completely it's a falsification and misleading information. I had a taxation class my senior year where he went on and on about how FICA had been fought in federal court, but it was legal. And this is my taxation class, and this is what really awoke me to the whole thing and got me into studying it. And this movie has just, you know, multiplied my research and everything by 100 times.
And another thing, stuff like this accomplishes, and Aaron, I've said this before. Have you ever given a talk in front of a crowd that they didn't quite know how you were going to come across? They didn't know your subject matter that well. You had them assembled, and every once in a while somebody would politely applaud, but it wasn't across the board. Applause from the audience is their punctuation of agreement with what you said or what you've been doing. And what I've always said is we needed cheerleaders out there. You know, it's like that crowd. And we used to do this at assembled gatherings. We'd plant people in the back of the auditorium to punctuate and applaud when something came up that was important, and then people started paying attention. And before too long, I hate to say this because a lot of times we're like lemmings. We are social creatures, and we don't like to go against each other. But, you know, I'm sure that you've had that experience. And once the crowd starts to get it, then you start to build a momentum, then you can have that possibility for change. And my hope, Aaron, Mr. Russo, my hope is that one day, without saying a word, that all faces turn to Washington, D.C., and these creatures there understand the gig is up.
Exactly. I agree with that. That's why I keep going back to the movie being so important, because the movie can wake up the whole country. We can put together an organization so vast that we can get millions of people to say, we're not going to take this anymore. That's what we have to do. We need an organized way to do this. And I think the movie wakes everybody. I showed the movie to one of the political parties in Florida. I wasn't there, but they had a meeting of all the state leaders of the party, you know. And they called me up and said, oh, my God, we want all our candidates to be talking about this movie. Because everybody knows, when they see the movie, you begin to understand what the power of this movie really is and how it exposes the truth in a way that's entertaining and smart and that everybody understands it. It's not above your heads. And I tell you, we can make such a huge change in this country if people just help and get behind it. I don't know. I don't know how, what else to say. Go to the site, sign up, register so we can contact you. Become part of the email army, you know,
right?
And make some donations. Help us get some money to get this in every city across the country.
See, and Aaron, there have been so many people that have been waiting for something to come along that they know that if they jump on board, it has immediate traction and we can start making headway.
Exactly.
Josh, thanks for your call. I have Dr. William Veith on the line. Hello, Bill. How are you doing?
Hello, John. How are you today?
By the way, Aaron Russo, this is one of the gentlemen down here in Austin, Texas. that has, you've seen the movie, correct, Bill?
Absolutely. That's why I'm calling in.
And this gentleman is the one guy that I have met that has said to me, look, if we want to get rid of a lot of the ills that we're suffering right now, let's get rid of the Federal Reserve and their taxing entities. Right?
Exactly.
Right, Bill?
Absolutely, John. And I wanted to say that I did get to see when Aaron Russo was here in Austin and they had the showing downtown, I did get to see it that day. And I talked to Mr. Russo for a while and was very impressed with him. But that movie exceeded my expectations at least 100-fold. It is just far better than any documentary that I've ever seen that's ever been produced. And, John, you know I'm not a movie buff. I don't go to the movies.
No, I understand.
You can't even get me to go see Titanic with you. But
that's right.
I tell you, I will go see this movie over and over and over, and I will encourage everybody else to do it just because I want to increase the box office numbers, and I want him to make a super profit because that will send a message to all the losers in Hollywood that produce all these losing movies that if they produce the right kind of movie, then maybe they can make a profit, too.
Well, you know, it's not even about a profit. It's about changing the country. You know, I want to use all the money we get from this movie to help candidates. I want to do things that can turn this country, make this country free again, you know?
Right.
I mean, I hope the picture makes tons of dollars, but right now we need people donating money to the film that we can open it in Austin, and we can open it in Topeka, and we can open in Des Moines. See, we can get the movie open in New York. We can get the movie open in L.A. now. We have the financing to get that done. But come this summer, I want to be able to spread it everywhere in the country.
Right.
And I can't do that without your help.
Right. Well, I will certainly go make a donation, and I'll see the movie over and over and encourage other people to do the same. But I want to say I also just – I have so much respect for you for the courage that it took to do this because, like I mentioned to you when you were in Austin, I had said I had two questions for you. One, are you afraid for your life and your safety? And two, are the powers that be actually going to let you get this thing distributed? And you were affirmative on both of them. You were not afraid, and you're going to get, and you said, I guarantee I'll get it distributed.
It will be. I have my distributor. That's all in place now. I'm not afraid. You know, many people have asked me that question, and you know, I can only say that I live in the moment. I don't look backwards. I don't look behind my back. Because if I did, I would get nothing done.
Right.
And there's no point. I don't worry about those things. If anybody tried to hurt me, it would only make the picture bigger.
Right.
You know, I'm just not concerned about that.
You know, John, Mr. Russo said just a few minutes ago that this can change America. If enough people see it, this will change America. It's not anything about Ken. It will change America. It is that good.
Okay, Aaron, can you stick with me a little while longer?
Sure.
Okay, Bill, don't go away. We got to take top of the hour break here, and you want to join in on the conversation. And, well, let's stop conversing, folks. How many years have you heard me saying, get up out of your chair, do something? Well, now you've got something that's got some traction to it. It's got some truth. And it's one of the main core issues of what's wrong with America, so what are you waiting for? The website, let me remind you, is freedomtofascism.com. And
the Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in.
Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.